Mate, you got back, the band's back together. The boys have had a bit of a break the last 6 or 7, 8 years. The passion in the belly still there.
Oh, you know it. It's better than ever in a lot of ways, man. I mean, we started, we've been reunited now for a couple of years. We finally got out of the gates last year. We primarily did a lot of festivals in the United States. And then we, of course, we were in Australia. We didn't get to Adelaide last time in the fall of last year. So we're pretty excited to get to Adelaide. Actually, we're getting to Perth and back to Sydney as well on this trip. So back-to-back Australian tour is pretty cool.
Bloody good to have you, Ed. Now, Adelaide 500, it's a massive motor race, the big V8 street circuit, one of the best in the country, if not the world. You're looking forward to obviously performing because it's going to be a massive crowd on Saturday night, Ed. Do you follow motorsport?
You know, I just started not too long ago, just within the last year or two. I've been to about probably half a dozen Indy races up here in the States, and I love it. Get to play a concert at night, so sounds like a good party to me.
Oh, it's going to be a great party. We've got some great Australian bands also playing over the weekend. Did you play any sport, any team sport as a youngster growing up before you become a wonderful singer?
Well, I did actually. I played a little baseball when I was a kid, and I played a little soccer. Well, football, rather. And I quickly realized that it wasn't my strong suit, and I liked music better. We became the band geeks pretty early on.
Oh, beautiful. And live, one of the great bands around the world. Now, 2018, that's going to be a busy year for you and the boys doing a worldwide tour and also a new single coming out or something in the pipeline for the fans?
We are. We're working right now on probably half a dozen really great new songs. And we have our own studio there in our hometown of Pennsylvania. So we've been, really working there a lot. And we're hoping to have something. We're not going to make the fans wait for a whole album. Nah. We'll probably do a whole album at some point, towards the end of the year. But we're going to drop something new, one or two songs really soon here.
I'm a bald fella, Ed. I went bald very early on in my career. Now, I'm starting up a Jars Bald Baldies gang. Like the old movie, the Warriors movie, where they had the gang. Now,
yeah.
Are you happy if I put you in my top 10 that I've got one of the great bald singers in my top 10, the Jars Baldy gang?
Absolutely, man. We'll see if we can get Billy Corgan, Michael Stipe, and Michael Jordan in there, too. I'd like to see those guys.
Oh, I've gone global. I've gone, buddy, global. Now, Ed, I saw Fight Club, which is one of the great movies of all time. Now, you played a character in that movie. Yeah. I had no idea you were in there.
Well, I'm a principal actor, and now, I had a couple lines, so I actually get a check every year still from that movie. It's unbelievable how popular it still is. And I only ever did that one movie, and it was kind of a gag I had with my buddy who was an agent in Hollywood. And I had moved out to California, and I just was joking around with him and said, hey, I'd like, maybe you should put me in a movie now that I live out here. And he said, well, as a matter of fact, David Fincher's a big fan. Why don't you read this Fight Club script? And I loved it.
Yeah.
And initially I was supposed to be a priest, but they took the priest's lines away. And he said, so I want you to be a waiter. So I said, okay. And it was fun, man. I had a good time.
I've been trying to get into a movie here for about 3 or 4 years in Australia, Ed. And, mate, the door just gets slammed on my face.
Well, there's a lot of competition down. You guys export a hell of a lot of great actors and actresses. So I feel you. It's a competitive game.
Now, mate, we look forward to seeing you and the boys back here in Australia, let alone Adelaide, for the Adelaide 500, March the 1st to the 4th. We can't wait, mate. And it's great that you're back up and about, passionate as ever. And one of my favourite songs, Dolphins Cry. No doubt you'll be playing that for us.
We play all the songs we would be in trouble for not playing.
Yeah, we
always do that. We play I Alone and Dolphins Cry and everything. So we're going to try to get a new song in there, and we play a couple really cool covers. So we try to get to just about every album we put out. So it's a good show.
Oh, bloody beautiful, Ed. Ed, before I let you go, what about this? The way you bathed in light reminds me of that night. Now, what happens if you get crook? Can I fill in with the boys?
Yeah, man, you give Johnny Cash a run for his money with that baritone. I think we should have you. I think you got that first verse. Just show up to the show early for sound check.
Johnny Cash. Ed Kowalczyk, thanks for your time, mate. We look forward to seeing you here on the March the 1st to the 4th on a Saturday night here at Adelaide 500. You're an absolute superstar, mate, and see you soon.
Thank you, sir. See you soon.
There he is, Ed Kowalczyk from the one of the great bands of all time, live. Can't wait to see him here on the Adelaide 500. So I'm like the Molly Meldrum of Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour,
Jars.
It's time for Jars with the Stars.
It's going to be Jars. All right, family, another treat for us to the Triple M's Jars to the Stars. He's an Adelaide icon, Australian icon, one of the greats going around, and it's an absolute privilege to talk to Jimmy Barnes, our special guest here on the Rush Hour. G'day, Jimmy. Thanks
G'day,
for your time, mate.
My pleasure, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Mate, you are thriving at the age of 62. I need your recipe. Give it to me. What do I have to do?
You just got to abuse your body for 50 years and then really get fit.
Well, I'm 52, so when do I start to get fit?
You should start now, getting fit now, I reckon. Yeah. Give yourself a good 5 years to get at it.
Mate, you're like a godfather to all of us here in South Australia. You're an Adelaide boy, and we're bloody proud of you. We know so much about you. There's so much we know about you, but there's one thing that the family don't know about you. You got a recipe for shortbread.
Oh, I've got a few things. I'm a good cook. We made some great shortbread that we sold on merch a while back, which is a family recipe. It was very good.
Because I come from a Scottish background. My mother was a Mackay. When I play the bagpipes, mate, I always think of you, Jimmy, because we could have been related back in the day in the Highlands.
You know I'm learning, don't you?
The bagpipes.
Yeah. Oh. I started learning about a year ago. I'm sort of taking lessons at the moment. I'm just at the point where my dogs love it because they think I'm strangling a cat.
I just get emotional when I hear the bagpipes because I always think of my late mother, you know, because she was so...
Gets the blood boiling.
Yeah, it does, my friend. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're back in Adelaide on this Sunday at Thebe Theatre. You've opened up the vault and you're just stripping it right back. Just tell us about the show on Sunday at Thebe Theatre.
The show itself is basically based on the Working Class Man book, which means it picks up where the first book left off. I'm in the back of a truck. Leaving Adelaide and gone on tour with Cold Chisel. Mm. And basically it covers the years, you know, from 1973 until, you know, a year and a half ago. So, you know, it's a bit of a roller coaster. There's a lot of funny stuff, a lot of good stuff in the show. Still emotional stuff, but there'll be some, I'll give some people some insights into making those early film clips and records and, you know, people we work with and stuff like that. So there's a lot of fun in the show as well as, you know, a lot of drama.
The research I get is just that it's raw, it's dark, and the voice is still beautiful. So you're still playing your hit songs, which obviously we all love and grew up on.
Yeah, but the songs are sort of part of the stories, you know? So the songs become sort of extensions of the stories.
Yep.
In some ways, they make the stories more intense, depending on the story, and other times, you know, it's sort of released from the intensity of the story. So the format works really well. I've really enjoyed doing it.
Now, 50 years in the industry, Jimmy, are you suffering any physical damage? How's the body coping?
Mate, I'm healthier now than I've ever been. I look after myself these days. I've been, for the last few years, I've been doing Pilates and working out and, you know, I walk and I swim and, you know, I'm healthier. I'm probably healthier than I was when I was 25. So it's a good thing.
And you're doing your yoga because I'm getting in the yoga and I've just started taking up boxing, so that's been good for me.
Boxing will get you really fit.
You know,
because hard work.
Now you never played Aussie rules as a kid, obviously running around Elizabeth. Did you? You played soccer and did you bloody support rugby league, Jimmy? Well, what's all that about?
No, I'm a Port supporter as well. I played Aussie rules when I was in Adelaide. I played Aussie rules in high school because I went to Lafever Tech at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I'm a Port supporter.
Did you? What position did you play? Were you a tough inside mid, Jimmy? Did you like just getting in some?
No, I played sort of. We were all short in those days, so I didn't. Before everybody grew past me, I was centre half forward. Just stand up there, the ball would come at me, and I'd take all the glory. But I love playing. It's actually the best game to play, Aussie rules.
Yeah.
Now, awesome.
What do you love and dislike about Adelaide? Because we're having a lot of changes here in Adelaide, Jimmy. We're getting a few things sorted, but we don't want to lose our innocence as a beautiful state.
No, it's a great place. I love going back to Adelaide because it's beautiful. The hills are gorgeous, you know. I feel bad when I go out to Elizabeth because I feel like they're struggling a bit out there, you know, with Holden shutting down and all that.
Yeah.
I heard there was word that somebody was going to maybe start manufacturing electric cars there.
Correct.
For the area.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of great people out there, and I think it needs a bit of an injection of help from the government. But like I said, I love coming back there because I've got dear friends there. You know, I grew up there. I got a lot of great memories and a lot of bad memories of South Australia.
And your bloody kids are going well, Jimmy, aren't they? They're all tracking beautifully. Yep. We see them on TV. You've created a bloody dynasty there. You'll be a billionaire by the time you're 70.
We hope so, right? No, listen, it's not about the money. I'm happy doing it, and I'm doing all right. But but you know, I just enjoy what I'm doing. I love having, you know, my kids around. They're all doing really well. I'm probably at the best place I've been in my life at the moment. So I'm, you know, can't complain about that. You know, getting to 62 and you're starting to just fire up, you know. I feel like I'm about to hit my peak.
Beautiful, mate. You're an inspiration. You know, we've always watched you from you. Without you, mate, and I'm not pissing in your pocket, that's how I met my wife, Marion, because she was listening to all your songs and she had a leather jacket on, which she used to wear. And I said, what the hell are you wearing that? Well, Jimmy Barnes wears one. So I thought, well, thanks to you, 27 years later and three beautiful kids, thanks to Jimmy Barnes.
There you go, mate. Well, listen, I'm so glad I had something to do with it. That's a good thing.
Thebe Theatre, Jimmy, this Sunday. Tickets are still available. Yep. Keep up the good work, mate. You're an inspiration to all of us, buddy.
Thanks. Better start taking bagpipes lessons.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. See you, pal.
There he is. There he is, family. Jimmy Barnes.
I can't believe it's prom. They're so grown up. I can't even hug my daughter anymore without feeling her boobs.
Just high fives from now on. Okay.
You guys are snooping on our kids?
No.
We don't understand what they're saying, so it's not snooping.
Oh my God, I love puzzles.
Some about an eggplant. So she's gonna get roses, kiss, and then touch his eggplant.
This is a sex pact.
They're planning on losing their virginity on prom night.
Let's go. Yeah. John Cena on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. John, that gets played in my backyard. I got a 7-year-old son who almost died this morning when I told him I was coming to talk to you. He gets up on my back elevated stage and dances around to that with his 3.5-year-old sister, thinking they are the champion of the world.
Mm. Well, that's the fact that I can give that much energy is awesome. I wish I could feel some of that right now. That'd be fantastic.
I'm going to talk about energy, mate. This movie, Blockers, would have to be one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long, long, long time. And my first question for you, and I don't want to give too much away because you've got to see it to believe it, is do you do your own stunts? And you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think there's a fine line between being real and movie magic. And I never want to be the one to give that away. Let's just say it's a very authentic piece of filmmaking.
Blockers is the show, and I'll just give everyone the premise, John. It's three parents discover their daughter's packed to lose their virginity at prom, and all of a sudden, by accident, a laptop is left open, emojis start coming through, and then John Cena kicks into gear, and he's not really across your character, across what emojis mean.
Yeah, I just have a different way to decipher the hieroglyphics. I like my way better, but it's not reality.
For a man who looks like you, acts like you, has done what you do, your character very emotional when it comes to the daddy moments.
Yeah, I think so, and I don't think that's wrong. I think you know, in sport we see family relationships showcased all the time, and I think every tough athlete is turned into a softie when they're put around their kid. Yeah. So I think it's an emotional thing, and I was happy to be able to contribute to that.
John, with the mojos in the movie, can you explain to me what was the eggplant? I'm a dad of two daughters.
Yeah, so if you see the eggplant, start asking questions. The eggplant is a catalyst for you to begin asking questions about, like, hey, so what's kind of going on? Yeah.
Well, I got two daughters under 9, John, so I think I've got this ahead of me. But there are some scenes that you are in that are very, very funny, almost eerie to the point on, I'm talking about a laundry scene with your wife, and then I'm also talking about where you lock eyes with another man. They must have been so much fun to do. Did you get them in one take, two takes? How long was the crew just pissing themselves laughing? What was going on?
Spirits were high filming this thing. We had a great time all the way through, and I think it was just we did multiple takes of everything you see. So at it had to be done a lot, but I think what you see on screen is the funniest of the funny stuff. So I mean, we had a blast making it, and it looks like audiences are having a blast watching it.
Were you acting in real life with your phone on your belt, on your shorts, with your shirt tucked in?
Yeah.
I one of those shirts should be untucked. It shouldn't be untucked. It's not an untuckable shirt.
You look like a zookeeper.
It was a certain look, definitely a definable look.
John, will we see you come to Australia? You've been here a couple of times.
Are you coming down under, John, for when wrestling's coming at October to the MCG?
I really hope so. From on a personal note to every WWE fan in Australia, it's been far too long since I've been in Australia in a WWE ring. There's an enormous event happening in October. I believe it's October 6th.
Yep.
I am going to move planets to try to be there. So yeah, I really hope I can make it.
Beautiful. Well, mate, your doll is in my bathtub at home because of my little fella, and he tapes you guys every night on TV so he can get up in the morning before school and watch it. He might be about 25 kilos wringing wet at the moment, but he wants to be you, mate. And the fact that you do what you do outside of it, and I'm talking about all your Make-A-Wish stuff, is just outstanding, mate. You're an amazing human being who's just now got an acting career that's just going through the roof, mate. We love it. We absolutely love you.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I truly appreciate it. And I, like I said, I hope to be there soon performing for your son and all the other fans in Australia. And I really am very proud that people are laughing their asses off the movie.
It's very good. And it should come with a little license of don't try this at home, I reckon, some of your stuff from the movie.
Yeah, and seeing as WWE already has that warning, we could just cut and paste it right in front of the locker. I am a trained professional. Don't try that at home.
Yeah.
Can I put this to you, John? If and everybody's seen it in the trailer, so I don't think I'm spoiling the butt chugging scene. If that were to happen in real life and you were to find out that those two other blokes weren't doing it for real, what would John Cena do?
Oh man. I guess everyone has their line. That probably would be my line that they would cross. And then I'd have to start a fight with a tube sticking out of my butt.
Well done, mate. Well done. Great job.
Great to talk to you, mate. I hope we do see you in October here in Australia down under. Again, congrats on the movie. It's an absolute knockout. And for everybody who hasn't seen it just yet, it opens here Thursday, the 29th of March. John Cena, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
John Cena on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.